I walked past a Victoria's Secret the other day, and there they were celebrating Pride Month. All sorts of little underwear and jammies in rainbow colors. And I thought, Gilbert Baker would love that. He's the activist, drag queen, and artist credited with designing the first rainbow flag back in 1978, stitching it together with volunteers for a parade in San Francisco, then encouraging his community to adopt it. Baker died in 2017, but not before he traveled the world, was invited to the Obama White House, promoting LGBTQ civil rights and the rainbow flag. Well, now a piece of his huge original flag, we'll have pictures at hereandnow.org, has just been found and returned to San Francisco. Charles Beal is the president of the Gilbert Baker Foundation, a friend of the late Gilbert Baker. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
And remind us, this parade in 1978 was one of pure joy in San Francisco. Harvey Milk had been elected San Francisco supervisor. He was in this gay pride parade. The flags were there. Remind us of the spirit behind the making of this flag.
At the time, the LGBTQ community really didn't have any good, hopeful, strong symbols. There were the intertwined sex symbols. There was the pink triangle that had been put on us by the Nazis. Some people tried to use the Greek lambda, but it was so obscure. And so there was actually a lot of discussion, not just in San Francisco, but across the country. Some of the people having that discussion were Harvey Milk. Our friend Cleve Jones was part of that discussion. And they reached out to Gilbert Baker because he was an artist and a drag queen, and he sewed, and they wanted to know, you know, what kind of symbol he could come up with. And Gilbert actually was the one that said this new symbol should be a flag, which I think is often underreported. He had been so impressed with the bicentennial in 1976 and saw the power of the American flag. It was everywhere. And so he thought this new symbol should be a flag. And very soon afterwards, he had been out dancing at the Winterland Ballroom, and I think he was a little high at the time. And he just was so impressed by the diversity of the crowd that this idea of this rainbow of humanity hit him like a brick. And he said, our flag should be a rainbow.
It expressed such joy, such hope. But, you know, just a few months later, that same year, 1978, San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and the city supervisor Harvey Milk were assassinated. I remember that moment as just taking the air out of that joyous flag.
You know, when Harvey went down, when Harvey died, a lot of people sort of curled up into a ball and went into a very dark place. But there were people like Gilbert Baker and people like Cleve Jones that didn't stop. They kept working and they kept fighting. And the very next year, Gilbert went to the parade committee and said, let's make 400 rainbow flags and hang them on the light posts that run up and down Market Street.
It's astonishing to see how far it's gone. It hangs on, you know, U.S. Official buildings around the world. But the original flags, they hung, we understood, at City Hall. They fell into some sort of disrepair. He found them and took a huge piece, a huge swath of them, but then it ended up, for various reasons, stuffed away at his sister's house. What's it like? What's it like to have this original piece?
It's an emotional thing, I tell you. It's a very, I'm getting choked up now just thinking about, you know, seeing that original cloth and everything it stands for.
What do you think about some of the variants? There's a flag that includes a black and brown stripe to represent communities of color. One includes pink and purple stripes to represent the trans community.
Well, you know, Robin, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, as president of the Gilbert Baker Foundation, I'm asked that question a lot. And our official response is fly the flag that speaks to your soul. There's room in the sky for all of them. And the original flag, was this symbol of hope. That's what Harvey Milk really had tasked Gilbert with, is that, you know, that it need to give people hope because, you know, for every kid who's in the closet, who wants to take that first step out of the closet, that flag is a beacon. And it's shining there saying, take that first step from darkness out into the light. And in Kenya, in the Kakuma refugee camp, 200 activists held their first pride parade. and they got about 1,500 feet, and then, you know, 22 of them were arrested and beaten, and they were carrying three rainbow flags that were confiscated. And a young man in Iran was beheaded by his own family in an honor killing because he had the courage to come out of the closet. And his friends are racing down the street of Tehran, waving rainbow flags to protest his killing. They race in and out of buildings so they don't get caught. So that flag has power, it has meaning, and it gives people hope all around the globe. You know, something sometimes maybe in the United States we take for granted for, because we see it everywhere, like you said, Victoria's Secret. But it's a really powerful symbol, and it means a lot to people.
Charles Beal, president of the Gilbert Baker Foundation, thank you so much, and happy Pride Month.
Thank you.